Fives of Porridge, Episode 2.
When we last left our hero, he had spoken to the famed billboard guy, Liar Exaggerate, about the newly found evil statue he had dug from the earth. Now, Ness must continue his adventure toward the next goal, here on Fives of Porridge.
Fives of Porridge.
Fobbies are boring.
As we join our hero, he is on his way to the Mock Pizza establishment. But first, he decides to drop by the local arcade, which has recently experienced a shark attack.
Man, I sure do love video games. The arcade has become a bit crowded lately, though.
Hey, Twit! What you doing on our turf?
Man, I just wanted to play some Donkey Kongs.
Donkey Kongs? Dude, we straight up gangster fools. We play Polybius religiously, dawg.
That game burned a permanent demonic image into my brain as a small and impressionable child. I don't want my heart temporarily failing on me every few minutes for 1/5 of an hour.
Why don't you just beat it, punk? We don't want you hanging around here, and Frank sure don't either.
Who is Frank?
Frank is the leader of our gang, but you can't see him unless you're a member.
Ooh, can I be a gang member? And get a gun and hold up hostages and participate in ritualistic gangbangs?
Kid, beat it. Come back after you be Earthbound.
Oh, crap. Well, do you mind if I ask a different question?
Sure, go ahead. We here at the Shark Organization firmly believe in an atmosphere of positivity and encouragement. That's why we're in a vicious and violent street gang.
Well, I was wondering if I could tell you I didn't want to become a member.
Sure, I'm just a generic, non-playable character, so I don't remember you expressing interest in joining the Sharks 2 minutes ago. But because of this answer, I'm programmed to attack you now.
Well, that was easy.
Hey, I'm Frank. What's your name? What's wrong? Can't you say your name? Hey man, I'm talking to you!
Sorry, dude. I was seeing how long I could hold my breath.
How dare you insult the Sharks with such breath-holdery! I will murder you with my knives, and your mom will cry buckets of brutal tears!
Oh no, you didn't!
It seems like you were stronger than I imagined. But you'll be no match for my robot shell, Frankenstein Mark II.
Frank?
What is it?
Dude, Frank, we haven't built the Mark II yet.
What? I thought you guys took care of that the other day.
Yeah, man, but... Kenny was sick, and Gerald had to buy flowers for his mom's birthday.
Are you serious? Well then, what about the prototype, man? The Mach 1?
Dude, you can't use that.
Why not? Ain't it ready?
No, man. We built that thing out of potatoes.
What? Why would you do that?
Kenny's dad is a farmer. It was free material.
You guys are dolts! Great, so now I guess I'm just gonna have to be super friendly to this guy. So Ness, you want a Coke?
No, I'm fine. I'm more of a Pepsi guy myself.
That's so much more Pepsi Cola is the drink for you. Nickel, 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 nickel.
With that final bout of product placement, Ness and Frank became friends, and Mock Pizza was not open yet. Ness continues his journey and slowly heads toward the town hall. Join us next week for the next exciting installment of... Bobby's or Borange!
Bobby's or Borange!
Orange!
Yay!
Orange!
Yeah.
Orange!
Bobby's. I peed in your drink!
Bobby's are boring.
I peed all in it. I kept peeing. I didn't stop. I'm sorry.
You didn't?